we're back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And it's Monday night. And what happens? What happens when I go off the air for 3 days? I'll tell you, the whole world falls apart. Oh, all right, I'm still in Europe, coming to you from the Czech Republic. Yes, it's so early in the morning. I'm ready to come home. I'm coming home today. Well, so tomorrow, because I'm 9 hours ahead from all you guys. Robbie, how are you guys doing? You guys hanging in there? All right, well, I'm back tomorrow. So I'm going to get on a plane here in a few and make it back in time for tomorrow's broadcast. Yeah, what a trip. Let me talk about that for a minute. So, well, first of all, it's freezing here. It is so cold. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to come back. I know California, look, we got big taxes. We got, you know, we've got a lot of traffic. There's some negatives. But let me tell you about our weather. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I'm ready to get back to that. So, of course, what happens? Right away, I come down with some sort of bronchial infection. And I have to go to the doctor here. And I end up getting... Now, I'll tell you one thing that they have going for them here is whatever meds they sell, and it's all over the counter, by the way. So the best is that the doctor can just give you, you know, they'll sell you all the prescription stuff that you normally would have to go to a pharmacy and buy separately in the States. It's kind of interesting. A lot of countries are like that. And one of the things they have this, and I have it right here. There's a special Z-Pack here in the Czech Republic. And it's not your usual, what is it, 5 pills normally in a Z-Pack? Or, you know, 4 days, 5 pills, whatever it is. Look at how big these are. Look at these. I feel like Seabiscuit. I mean, I'm not kidding. This could kill a horse, but whatever it is, it certainly killed whatever was killed what's been inside of me. And I mean, it was like 24 hours and I was feeling 100% better. I'll tell you more later in the show. Things that have happened this trip. I'm not on the air on Friday. Of course, I'm off for the weekend, and this hot mic tape drops like a bomb, and of course I'm just watching it here. I'm observing it from afar, and now we can't talk about the word in the tape, right? This is radio. It's a family program. I don't know, we need to come up with some different alternative word when describing this so-called locker room banter. Do you have an idea? We could just say meow meow, right? We could just say meow meow. So first of all, I'd like to tell you that, okay, well, Paul Ryan is a giant meow meow, okay? Can we just, I'm just going to call him that right here, right now on the, what a dork. Dude, does anybody actually, because I'm talking about Paul Ryan, of course, Speaker of the House, who is exactly never been very comfortable with the idea of Trump. Now, Paul Ryan, of course, had his day in the sun when he was the vice presidential candidate last time around, and that thing crashed and burned. And since then he's been this just, you know, exactly the, honestly, Paul Ryan is the prototype for why Republicans lose elections. The fact that he wins his stupid election in a tiny little district, that's not what I'm talking about. He is as an architect, right? I mean, that's what he is as the leader of all the Republicans in Congress. There he is. He's the guy in charge of the program. And everything about him is so wishy-washy, vapid, just weak sauce. That he is exactly the reason why Trump has any runway. And it's plain and simple. You got, well, Trump's running as the anti-Republican in many ways. And he's, on immigration, on the economy, on taxes. I mean, the Republicans are basically Democrats. I mean, it's just one giant kumbaya. And people have had it because there's still some remnants of common sense out there. So now, what all of this? Don't you think, in effect, that Paul Ryan, and there's others, there's a whole list of meow meow defectors. You know how when you've got a girlfriend and you want to break up with her. You want to break up with her. But I just need a reason. Now, first of all, and if you weren't a meow meow, you'd just step up and you would say, look, baby, it's not working. It's not, it's not me, it's you. And that would be that. And you'd say, hey, I mean, I don't need a reason. It's a no-fault breakup. But that's not what a lot of us don't do that. So we wait for a reason to come along, and we gotta have some pretense. I honestly think that after that tape came out, Trump's embarrassing tape comes out, so many Republicans are relieved. Did you get that sense, by the way? Just relieved that they finally had an out. They finally had a reason to be able to, not support him anymore. And then, by the way, what nonsense is this? I'm going to talk about Paul Ryan again. What nonsense is it to say, well, I'm not withdrawing my endorsement. I'm not withdrawing my endorsement, but I just can't support. I'm not going to campaign for him anymore. Oh my gosh. All right. So if you're tuning in, we're talking. The show is still coming to you from Europe for one last day. So enjoy it while it lasts. I'm getting just a little bird's eye view here of what my reaction is to the scandal last week that broke with Trump's hot mic conversation with Billy Bush, who, by the way, poor guy. I mean, he's on his way to getting booted by NBC. What a load of crap that is. No? Do you heard that? Yeah, I mean, it's just absurd. It's just absurd. And then you heard his co-host on air today. I mean, she was practically in tears saying this isn't who he is. And he's got the biggest heart and da-da-da-da-da. But that's just it. That's the problem is. The NBC and all these people, they're just a bunch of meow meows. They can't handle it. Oh, yeah. Look, everyone knew. Is anybody surprised that Trump is a bit of a pig? I'm just curious. Is anybody surprised by that? Have you seen? Look, any man married three times and every square inch of his penthouse is gilded. I mean, what do you want from him? We thought he was a really like just totally class act guy all along. What shock! I mean, this is a guy who's been in the beauty pageant business. We've talked about that before on the program, haven't we? I mean, the whole point of a beauty pageant, last time I checked, is to objectify women. So no, would I ever want my daughter joining a beauty pageant? Heck no. But it is what it is, and it doesn't. You know, this is the thing. This is the disconnect in this whole politically correct, race to judgment. Because it's like everybody has to be the first one to condemn this, first one to say it. And, I firmly believe that maybe not in your circle or my circle, but there are thousands upon thousands, millions of Americans that are listening to this going, yeah, okay, well, what? I got an uncle like that. I know that the guys and I talk like that. My husband talks like that. He's bragging. It's silliness. And then when you contrast it with real, like actually devastating leaks on Hillary's side with this, what is this? The whole Well, yeah, that's the big document dump that nobody's paying attention to. Certainly not if you're listening to the Clinton News Network. But you've got, I mean, she's going off to the banks and telling them, yeah, you got to have a private, you know, you got to have a public and a private position. She's basically a communist. You know, publicly, she sounds Keynesian practically. So this is a problem. And that actually should worry us way more and far more. Because it's substantive. But I, you know, it's there's the in the politically correct world that we live in, the rush to condemn and it has really oftentimes very little to do with substance. Now, from purely a technical point of view, something happened, and I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Something happened on Friday. I believe it was Friday. I'm all turned around with time, but Trump apologized. Did we catch that? Trump said he was sorry. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute, because there have been times through the campaign where I think, yeah, maybe probably, you know, you got to pull that one back. And he's got this thing where he doesn't do that. But you saw that taped apology. He did a taped apology from, I assume, his apartment in New York or his office. And you could tell he really had a bad, that man had a bad day. And of course, many of us would, this is ultimately the takeaway, that many of us would have a terrible day if private conversations that we'd had off the record with a buddy, with a friend, with someone that we associate with became public. Just think about it. Go back 2 weeks, forget 11 years, go back 2 weeks and think about a conversation you've had that you wouldn't want to be made public. Oh, but Sam, I know he's running for president. Of course. But it's not about that. And that's the thing. Political correctness has forced us to adopt public and private personas. And it's not healthy. You know, in this rush to avoid offending anyone, we have to lie to everyone. Except maybe for our nearest and dearest friends. And that's something that I, as I'm here in Europe and I'm reminded, I'm meeting with people and friends and relatives. And the ones that had survived, you know, 40 years of communist rule here, one of the key survival tools that you needed was to have a public and private life, very separate. Public, simply put, you know, you could not criticize the government. You were not allowed to criticize the government, and you could be thrown in jail for it. Much like you can't say anything politically incorrect these days without being stoned and crucified. So what would people do? It's very simple. They had private, you know, conversations with close friends where they would be honest. And then publicly would, of course, toe the line and would say things they didn't even believe or mean. And so it's interesting. One thing that political correctness does is it drives discourse, drives conversations, drives the free exchange of ideas underground and oftentimes out of sight and out of mind. Because people are too afraid to talk about something controversial like Black Lives Matter, like issues related to race, like issues related to gender. I mean, instead of wanting to take these things and discuss them openly and freely, we just don't talk about them at all, because we do not want to get stoned or flogged or publicly crucified by the PC police, by the thought police. And that, I tell you, I think is dangerous. And one of the things I've always liked about Trump is his refusal to play the game. And they, of course, they being the people in charge, they want to ruin him. So, all right, when I come back, I want to tell you Well, I'll talk a little more about the debate and my reactions to it. And then I also want to get into, well, I had an experience, not just Michael. I actually went to a Czech hospital today. And I know we heard in the debate, didn't we, about how great socialized medicine can be, right? In Europe, we heard about that. Well, Obamacare, certainly, and where that's put us. So I want to get you something surprising about how things work in Europe. And it's not the way our friends on the left tell us it is. All right, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, back after this. Sun beat down, I heard the radio walk. I was driving. Trees went by, me and Del were singing. Little runaway.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
And apparently biologists have had to swoop in and, you know, and swat these animals or, you know, fire at them with sedatives, right? They've got those darts. I kind of wish I had some of those for my kids sometimes, right? You know, they get a little crazy when I get home. I just go, thunk. Truth, you know what I mean. My kids are really good kids. Sometimes I just want to tranquilize them.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
And we're back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, coming to you from the Czech Republic. Last day of me abroad on the road. Of course, I will always bring this, you know, I'll always bring this show to you, rain or shine, no matter where I am in the world. So if work takes me away across the seas, I will still, have Mike will travel. So here I am. Now, I'm going over just some post-debate, post-weekend musings. And among them, of course, a bit of time spent on Obamacare. Hillary wants to fix it. And Trump wants to just throw it away and start over again. Which honestly, now as an employer, and I've talked about it before, how insufferable Obamacare is and how many problems it's created, I'm all for. Sometimes you can't just fix something. It just needs to go away. And so there it is. I mean, those are the two big differences between the big difference between the two candidates. But I did also, what a day yesterday. So first I got sick. I told you about that here. It's cold outside and I got some throat infection. And then of course I'm here with my daughter. I'm here with Ava and she's 3 years old and I took her along so she could be a big girl, and she's having a great time until she broke her leg this morning in the shower in the hotel. So, like the parents' worst nightmare, you know. And of course, as a husband, you know, your wife entrusts you with your child, and you're like, yeah, no, honey, I got this. You know, I'm gonna take her over to, you know, I'm gonna take her to Europe. You know, just me and her, and everything's cool. Don't worry, my parents are there too, so they can help. And then you have to, you know, do the phone call where you're like, well, hey, about that, her leg's broken. So first I rush her to this clinic that is right around the corner, and they look at it like, well, we don't have an x-ray. You got to go to the hospital. So I end up at the hospital in the Czech Republic. I mean, okay, so I pull up to this place. It's this enormous, very Soviet-looking building. It is a very good hospital. The doctors were great. But here's, folks, let me just tell you something. Just so you have this as a little kernel of truth about Europe, when you hear all the left-wing nuts tell you about everything being free, and it's just all unicorns that are, you know, it's, no. The first thing that you do when you show up, when I showed up today, with a child that was broken, crying. I mean, I needed emergency care. Okay, her leg was not in good shape. She's hysterically screaming. I have to get her taken care of. And do you know what the first step was? You ready for this? Sir, how are you going to pay for this? Yeah, I had to go. There's a special office in the, because they have national health care here, but you have to pay for your you have to still pay for your insurance, something like, I would say, under Obamacare. But before you get any treatment, you have to prove that you're insured and you have the ability to pay. And I had to first put down a deposit. Can you believe this? Before they would even take care of us, I had to put down a cash deposit, pay it to the hospital against any future medical treatment that they would give us, that they would give my daughter. Now, you just think about that. You know, there's this, in this whole debate about healthcare, is that it's somehow this right. You got somebody that shows up that's injured, and it's a right. It's just this stuff in the, it's like, you know, like air. And the first thing that you'll always hear when you talk to your wise, liberal, left-leaning friends, your meow-meow friends, if you listen to the last segment. So the first thing they'll tell you is every argument about healthcare, it starts with this magic phrase. But in Europe, right? But in Europe, you know? And it's because, well, first of all, most of them have never been. They don't have no concept of what it is. They've read about it, you know, in The Economist, in the New York Times, or watched a special, perhaps, by Martha Raddatz, Journalist of the Year. Well, there it is. I mean, it's just uninformed. So, here's the deal. Even in a socialist country, which sort of is over here still, you know, left-leaning socialist state, you still have to pay for healthcare. It costs real money, and they won't treat you until you pay. So how's that for a wake-up call? All right, we'll continue with this. We got lots of great good stuff coming up. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
You're looking for a show that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Sam Nation will accommodate you.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. The show coming to you today for the last day now from Europe. From the Czech Republic, and I'll be back in the studio tomorrow, it'll be good to get back, absolutely. So we were talking about healthcare right before the break, and I'm reminded now, of course, of some of the stuff that we were all told about Obamacare, because this all came out in the debate. I think it's so important because it encapsulates so many different and separate big ideas. For one, the idea that healthcare. Okay, there was the big lie. Okay, remember, you get to keep your own doctor. I mean, no matter what, you'll get to keep your own doctor, and that I think is what really sold the American public on the idea of this big change, right? Because people like their doctors, and there's a continuity of care there that's very important. And the other big lie was that your premiums aren't going to go up. You know, it's going to be this magic thing. Well, the insurance companies are not going to be able to discriminate against you based on certain characteristics. And also, you're going to keep your own doctor, and also your premiums aren't going to go up. And I knew it was a lie right away, because the way that insurance companies spread out risk is by factoring in certain information. Like if you're a bad driver, your insurance is going to go up. And if you're a good driver, your insurance is going to go down. If you're a fat person and you're old and you're a woman or whatever the risk factors that they've identified cost them more money, your premiums would have in the past have been higher. So when they can't make that discrimination, when they can't make that kind of an evaluative decision, now insurance companies what? Well, they just raised the prices on everybody. There we go. We fixed the problem. Thank you very much, Democratic Party. Now, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as we now lovingly know it. Do you remember the website? Do you remember What did they end up spending? It was Bloomberg that reported on it. Something like $2.1 billion just to build the website, and they couldn't even get it up off the ground. And it took forever. I don't know who was working on it, but they should have gotten those hackers from Russia. I mean, honestly, those guys, those fools could have built it like snippety fast. But no. Instead, they had, they were probably taking all their breaks and meal and rest periods. Really? Does anyone listening, I mean, even you could be a diehard Democrat. You cannot tell me that that website is worth $2.1 billion. It kind of goes back to, in the first debate? Remember when Hillary was trying to go after Trump, and he says, "Hey, now I've brought an architect that worked on one of your buildings, and you didn't pay this guy. You vile, abusive capitalist." Well, Trump's retort was, "Well, yeah, I mean, well, maybe he did the work, but he didn't do it to my satisfaction." And I think that just encapsulated what so many people out there find attractive, and hope that a President Trump would do, that he would be the kind of person, the kind of leader, that for once would bring real world, read normal, okay, accountability to government. Because it just doesn't exist. There's no accountability. What happens to you if you don't pay your bills in real life? You know, your credit gets dinged. What happens if you go vastly over budget on a project? It doesn't happen. You go bust. You go bankrupt. But you know, I mean, if you're, but government can get away with. They can get away with. And this is why. And this is why it's a problem when you start turning over services that are vitally important, like healthcare, to the government. The more the government handles it, the worse it's going to get, because the government is, by virtue of what it is and who runs it, totally inefficient. So, this is where our friends on the left are just in liberal fantasy land. Because the last thing you want are people in the government messing around and worrying about your health. All right, we'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
When she was an American girl, raised on promises.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Well, the idea here is if you slap a giant 25% tax on a Slurpee, you know, fewer people are going to buy the Slurpee. Wrong! People like their Slurpees!
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
And we're back. So did you hear about this Samsung Galaxy problem, these phones that are blowing up left and right? So apparently, this guy has an issue with his phone. He's in Kentucky. He apparently one time woke up, he was scared to death, his phone was smoking and everything. So what they did is they sent him a new phone. Company says, "It's on us, we'll take care of it, everything's great." And the phone that they sent him ended up catching on fire. Yes, you heard that right. So, what can I tell you? it's a problem. The company has a huge problem. And the guy should call Sweet James, right? That's what he ought to do. Yeah, well, simple enough. Look, if you get hurt and you've got some kind of product that's hurt you, you need a lawyer. And you need to talk to somebody who's got experience handling those kind of cases. And, there's only one guy that comes to mind here. Attorney Sweet James Bergener. I call him Sweet James because he's the guy that cares. He sees your case through from start to finish. Makes sure that everything gets taken care of. He puts heart into your case, okay? He'll pursue it vigorously and make sure that you get taken care of and make sure that the other side pays you what you deserve. And whatever you do, don't send that phone back to Samsung, okay? I mean, you know, you never want to cooperate with the other side. Don't talk to the insurance company or anybody there. You just, what do? You call Sweet James. That's right, 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881. Well, wait, you can't call. Your phone is on fire. That's right. Go, well, use his website, I guess. SweetJames.com. That's, there we go. Wait, I'll give you the phone number just in case. 800-881-2021. But go to the website, SweetJames.com. All right, Sam Rejofsky here, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Last night of coming to you from the Czech Republic, and I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Yeah, so I told you in the last segment how I had a little mishap with my daughter, who's here on the trip with me, and she broke her leg. Now, she's got this full cast. If you've ever had a cast on your leg, it's just murder because she can't walk. Poor thing. So I got to carry her everywhere. And this city, okay, it's ancient, right? I mean, there's lots and lots of old buildings, and it could not be less handicap friendly, all right? So I got to carry her up all these stairs and down all these stairs. And we're just at this restaurant for dinner, and she had to use the bathroom. And I go, okay, all right. So now I got to pick her up, and I'm carrying her. I got to protect her cast because her leg's very delicate. I'm going down these stairs. I'm thinking this would literally, I mean, imagine if you're handicapped, there's no way you're ever going to the bathroom at this restaurant. And I thought about, you know, our handicap rules, right? We've got in California, we've got a very, very difficult, tough standards. And it's just something that they could not enforce here. If they were to set out the same rules that we have in California and they went to enforce them here, it just couldn't happen. Because there's no way that these old buildings could ever be conformed to these lofty, you know, modern standards that we have. There's no way to build in certain staircases, no way to build an elevator or a ramp or anything like that. And so, you know, when we're talking about Obamacare, and we're talking about something as big and as established as medicine in California, as healthcare in California, in Maryland, in Texas, wherever, anywhere in the U.S., and you come in, you know, because there's a debate. Remember, Hillary said, no, let's save it. I'm going to save it. I'm going to fix it. And Hillary said, and Trump said, of course, just get rid of it. Just start over. And you got to think about it. You go, look, whenever you have something as established and as important, right, as important to us as our healthcare, when you bring in draconian, my far-reaching legislation, and you say, all right, now for starting tomorrow, it's a go. All right. And that's one of the things with Obamacare. It was drastic and it was relatively sudden. And it sought and it has to completely redo the way that the business of paying for medicine is practiced. And normally when you have these FDA rule, when you have big changes like this, there's grandfathering in, there's periods that it, you know, there's periods of where you gradually go into something, but not when it comes to the left. I mean, it's always a question of revolution. Do it today. Get it done. Faster the better. All right, we'll be back after this. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
And we're back, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. And we're talking, well, We were just talking about all the old buildings, and I'm here in the Czech Republic, and at every old building has these old stairs, and it's impossible if you're handicapped. It's impossible to get around the city. It's not going to happen. And my poor kid's got a cast on her leg, so getting her up and down here, it's been a nightmare. And likening it, of course, to, you know, and if you're gonna pass a law that says that you've got to get in and out of a building, and there's some handicap access rules, the law has to be practicable. It has to be something that can be done, and that's why there are no laws here that say you have to conform this 700-year building to modern standards. And I'm likening it really to this Obamacare thing. And I just to throw this out is, when you have something like healthcare that is one fifth of the economy, and you come in with this draconian law, with this monumental revolution, right? That is not good. It's never good policy to be so draconian with something. It's always better to take a measured, step-by-step approach. And lo and behold, that's why, I mean, if you just look, I mean, even the New York Times knows that Obamacare is defunct and not working. And the money, I mean, I just read somewhere that in Oklahoma, in the exchanges, healthcare is going to go up 71% next year alone. 71%. In 2017. That's real money that people don't have. So I'm telling you, it's classic political headiness, arrogance, if you will, where politicians think they know better and they're going to go and retool massive portions of our economy and just to make the utopia that they believe they can get. All right. Today was my last day. I'm headed here in a little bit to the airport, headed back to LA, and tomorrow I will be coming to you live from the studio. So I look forward to that. Have a great night. Good to be here. And as always, visit the website, samnation.com. We got the podcast there, a lot of good stuff. Instagram, Twitter, you know, they haven't banned us yet. So, get it while it's hot. And as always, if you don't know what a meow meow is, gotta listen to the first part of this program. All right, Sam Rajofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.